This? Or this one? Ugh, this is such an impossible decision. It's my senior year, so I wanted this last prom to be the most memorable. I wonder which guy will ask me to prom first. Adam's cute, but he's so hot and cold with me. Then there's Devin, the school's hottest swimmer. Oh, and I also heard rumors that Ethan, the most popular jock in school, was planning to ask me to prom at the next baseball game. My buzzing phone broke me from my thoughts. It was a message from my friend Donna saying, "Phoebe, have you seen the news? Lockdown starts tomorrow." Oh my god, this couldn't be legit. Could it? What about prom? Then I received another message from the prom committee. "Due to the current rule changes, unfortunately, prom's been canceled." No! Unbelievable! My prom! It was another message. Jeez, I was getting sick of them. I hoped it would be Donna telling me this was all a joke and prom wasn't canceled, but no. I glanced at it and saw a text message from Jacob, a classmate I never spoke to. That's weird. Curious, I opened the message. Hey, Jacob. So, what do you want to ask me?
Hi, and, can you help me model for a moment? I'm applying for the Art Institute in Chicago, and the application deadline is tomorrow. But I need to submit a drawing.
I'll be posing for you to draw? But I've never modeled before. This sounds super important. Shouldn't you ask a professional?
Well, don't worry. I already have all the ideas, and I think you are the most suitable person to model for me, as you're a natural beauty and that will show in my work. Especially your beautiful eyes.
Okay then, if you say so. Let's do it. Jacob then instructed me how to pose. After that, he took out a piece of paper and started sketching carefully. Meanwhile, I was sitting there trying my best to help my friend by not moving. Now that I had time to really look at him, I think Jacob is really handsome. Especially when he's so focused on drawing like this. Why has it taken me 3 years of high school to realize this? Strange. How can such a good-looking guy be pretty much invisible in my class? Maybe it's because he's a little on the shy side?
Done. What do you think?
Wow! You're so talented! I like it. I like it a lot.
Really? When can we meet again? I'll give you this drawing.
Oh, I thought you were gonna send it with your college application.
Give me a sec.
Just like that, he disappeared from the screen without even answering my question. After a while, Jacob returned with a picture frame in his hand. Then he put the picture he'd just drawn of me in it and hung it up in his room.
In the meantime, I'll hang it here, so it's safe and, well, I get to, see you every day.
Why did he say it like that? He's totally making me blush by now. What about your college application?
Actually, I submitted them already.
So, you tricked me?
I'm sorry, it's not like that. Actually, I wanted to ask you something else, but because I'm really nervous, I ended up blurting out that I wanted you to model for me instead.
So what exactly do you want to ask me? If you don't talk, I'll hang up.
Wait! I know it's canceled and all, but I don't want to spend the rest of my life not knowing your answer. So, if I asked you to go to prom with me, would you say yes?
I don't know. Only when I receive an official invitation will I consider it. I was giggling to myself at this point. Our class's shyest guy was being so genuine. But then he took a deep breath and said boldly,
"Phoebe, will you come to prom with me?"
Aw, I have to admit, I was really touched by Jacob's invitation. So I replied, "Yes!"
"Dinner's ready, hun!"
"Oh, that's my mom calling. I gotta go!"
Yeah, you go eat. "Thank you. I've received the answer I needed anyway."
I gave him my cutest smile and then ended the video call. Swoon? My heart was fluttering. After that moment, I couldn't stop imagining how great it'd be. Only if we weren't stuck in this stupid lockdown, Jacob would have escorted me to prom and... Oh my, imagine how perfect we would look together. Such a pity. Now all I could do was just think about him all day. A few days passed, only Jacob hadn't contacted me. Not once. This made me antsy. I was constantly checking my phone. Then there were times I was so close to texting him first. But for what reason, though? I had nothing to tell him. Aha! Got it!
Phoebe? What happened?
Jacob, I've screwed up.
Calm down and tell me what's happened.
I almost burned the house down.
Huh? What? What did you do?
I forgot to turn off the stove while frying the eggs. You see? Does it look like crime scene evidence?
What have you done to the poor pan?
That worked a treat. As after that, we video chatted almost every day and talked about all kinds of things, from our dreams for the future to our favorite puddings. On the one rare day we didn't chat, I felt myself feeling restless. Is it possible that I was lovesick? One time, while I was standing in the garden talking to Jacob, Nancy, my gossipy sister, caught me. Expectedly, during dinner that night, Nancy told my mother that I had a boyfriend. Ugh, what a snitch. Why did my mother give birth to me and her as well? Fine. And FYI, my mom is one of those super strict types of parents.
Phoebe, what did I tell you? Before graduation, you can't date.
Mom put her fork down and gave me a serious look. But we're just friends.
No buts. From now on, focus on studying and stop contacting him. Understand?
Annoyed, I stormed off to my room. That night, I couldn't sleep a wink. I longed to hear Jacob's voice so badly. I missed him. Then, at midnight, I somehow ended up picking up my phone and texting him. I know it's late, but are you awake? I'm so stupid. Of course he wasn't going to be awake at this... Oh, it's Jacob!
I'm awake. You want to talk?
So he called me, and we talked in whispers so no one overheard me. I told Jacob about the argument with my mom. He advised me not to be angry with her because she just cared about me. Then he said,
"On your birthday this year, I'll come over and prove to your parents that you've chosen the right person."
Choose the right person? What do you mean?
I mean, will you be my girlfriend?
I was still feeling somewhat confused when he suddenly started singing.
But darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own. And in your eyes, you're holding mine.
I love that Ed Sheeran song. My heart melted with each word Jacob sang, and I found myself softly saying, I do. Oh my God, he's officially my boyfriend now. This was so exciting. I just wish I was back at school to show him off. We secretly chatted every day, and he was the ray of light in my boring days during the lockdown. But then one day, he didn't reply. I didn't think much of it at first. You know, maybe he was busy drawing or something. But then, when the day was coming to an end, and I still hadn't received a reply from him, I started to freak out. Was he sick? Only at past midnight, he finally messaged me.
I'm sorry. I feel kind of down today, so I couldn't talk to you.
Oh no, why was he so sad? Hearing this, I couldn't be patient anymore. So I called him right away, over and over. But the only response was a long beep, then followed by a text a little later.
I don't want you to see me in this state. I'm sorry.
What was wrong? He was always such an optimistic guy. Something really terrible must have happened to make him feel like that. Feeling anxious, I continued to call him, until eventually he gave in and answered. Then he told me what was wrong. Lockdown was the final straw for his wearing parents. And now they were getting a divorce. I felt so sorry for him. Oh, how I wished I could have run to him right away. He actually only lived a few blocks away from me. So we planned to sneak out to see each other in the park. From a distance, of course. The plan was that I would open the door on the sly to run outside, while Mom was in the kitchen.
Phoebe, what are you doing?
I...
Come inside and set the table. The food's getting cold.
Ugh, my plan failed completely! I'm sorry, I couldn't get out. My mom caught me. A few minutes later, Jacob's reply showed up. Turned out, he'd already snuck out and had been waiting for me at the park. I felt so guilty, so I called him at once. He tried to put on a smile, but I knew he was really bummed out, so I blew him a kiss to cheer him up. This really brightened him up. Then he said that as soon as lockdown was over, he was giving me a real kiss. Just like that, time went on, and we learned how to make the most of this relationship in the pandemic era. Everything was good until one day he told me some news that struck me like a lightning bolt. He'd received an offer letter from the art college in Chicago. He'd got in! Of course, Jacob was excited, and I was really happy for him. But Chicago was a whole different state, so I'd never get to see him. Jacob said he was still wondering if he should go or not, as he didn't want to leave me. Me neither. But how could I tell him not to go? Jacob, please go chase your dream. Don't give it up over a girl whose hand you've never held.
If I go, then what about us?
Just leave it. Whatever will be, will be. After that day, there were no more messages or calls from Jacob. Perhaps he was busy arranging things for college. I missed him so much, but I had to let him live his life. Then, on the same day Jacob left, I received a package. I took it up to my room and opened it. Inside was the painting which he had asked me to model for. It's really beautiful. The painting! Now how am I supposed to forget you when I have to look at this every day, Jacob? The city eventually came out of lockdown, and things were pretty much back to some kind of normal. It was just that... I couldn't stop thinking about Jacob and how different things would be if he was still here. We hadn't spoken since that time we broke up. I guess it was easier this way, but it didn't stop it from sucking. And to make it even worse, today's my birthday, and all I could think about was him. I was sitting there trying to fake delight as my family brought me out a cake and sang me happy birthday. Hang on. Who's that? Standing behind my parents? Oh my, it can't be! It's Jacob!
Oh, yes. I found this one loitering outside. He seems keen to see you. And, well, it is your birthday, so I suppose I'll let the no boys rule slide for today.
Mom smiled. I couldn't help it. I darted out of the chair and leapt into Jacob's arms. I asked him why he was here and, grinning, he replied,
I have a promise to keep.
Then I introduced him to everyone, and being the perfect guy he was, he's really mature and friendly toward my family, and they love him. But soon the day ended, and he went to leave, so with reluctance, I walked him out to say goodbye. Jacob then held my hand and said,
Look, Phoebe, when I was away, I realized how much I like you, and if you have the same feelings, could we give this long-distance relationship a try?
Without giving me time to answer, he continued,
I'll try my best to contact and come back here often. I will never leave you feeling lonely. I promise.
His words were really touching, but... Jacob, I'm sorry. I don't think we can do long distance.
Why not?
'Cause I've applied to College Columbus in Chicago, and I got in. We're gonna be neighbors!